It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow. Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow.
It's the Bobby Dollar Show with the season co-host, Big Homie Mo. Are you really ready for season 4? Like, subscribe, then tune in, because we lit this season.
Guess who's possessed? Still smell the blow on my clothes like Krispy Kreme. I was cooking the morning.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. I got my co-host on here, big homie Mo. What's up, Mo?
Man, chilling, bro. Chilling, bro. Been a minute, man.
You hear me, though? That's what time it is, man. Hey, look, Mo, we're going to have some fun tonight, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to this video that I found. It's a young lady speaking on why men don't approach women. I got this from off YouTube from Hello New World Podcast, and I'm just basically listening to it, and we're going to check it out, man, and we'll stop and kind of see if what she's saying is actually matching up with the way some of us actually feel. So let's dive into this mug, man. You think you ready for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
That's what time it is. All right, so let's see what she's talking about.
Okay, so I don't know if you've seen the video that's going around, and it's about a woman, a black lady, and she's like, oh my gosh, me and my friends went out and nobody was like trying to get at us. Nobody showed interest, nobody anything. And a guy duetted it or stitched it, and he actually said, well, look what you women have done. Like, this is what you wanted, correct? So I want to piggyback off of that. Ladies, y'all, not all of y'all, but you guys wanted this whole, oh, leave us alone, you guys are perverts, you guys are weirdos, like, we hate men thing. You guys are on this fucking bandwagon to, like, you hate men. What is the fucking goal of this? What is the point of this? Because you know what you guys are doing? You're ruining it for the women who do want to be approached. You're ruining it for the women who are shy and do want that guy to come up to them. Does that make-
Tell me, bro, what you think about that before we even get any further into that, bro, because you know how all over social media, fuck niggas, we can't stand men, these niggas always doing this, they creeps, they
these
perverts.
Niggas ain't shit.
Always.
I don't need no man.
You know what? I'm not even gonna put it out there like it's a big deal, because it's like, if a woman feel like she don't need no man, I respect that. I don't, you know, if you don't need me, then cool, I'm with it. But I'm kind of trying to understand how she's laying it down to where she's saying that all these women on social media talking about screw men, forget men, and all that kind of stuff. They got their own little cult or club or whatever you want to call
it.
Like
they
the forget men club, forget dudes club. But yet you're saying nobody's approaching us when we out kicking it. You know, I know that.
Like you said, it's a double standard.
Yeah, and that make a woman feel very unattractive to put in all that hard work and all that fake ass makeup and weave and everything, and then waste trainers and shit and go to the club and don't nobody pay no attention at all. So I guess I get what she's saying, you know, where they want that to be approachable, but then at the same time, when they get back online, they want to dog us out. I don't know. Let's hear what we'll figure it out. Yeah, let's see what she's saying.
Also ruining it for the guys who are great guys, have great intentions. Maybe they're just nervous when they come up to you, so they're shy and like anxious, and you take that as them being a pervert or weirdo. Where does this lead up to? Like, I honestly want to know what the whole point of this is, because at this point, it's going to come to a nobody wants to come up to you. Nobody's going to talk to you. Nobody's going to try with you. And everybody's going to be thinking, damn, he's not interested in me. So, ladies, you guys wanted men to back down from it. So, are you guys going to step up to the plate? Are you guys going to start asking guys out? No. Are you guys going to start going up to dudes and saying, hey, you know, let me take you out to dinner. How about you come over to my place at 8 o'clock and I'll have dinner made for you. What's your favorite food to eat? I'll make it for you. I highly doubt that's going to happen. But my whole point of this is I'm not understanding the whole I hate men movement, because in the end, what does this do for us? Especially like if you have kids and you have sons, you're teaching your sons to hate men because you hate men? I don't get that. Like, can somebody like explain this to me? Because I really don't get how this is all working out in anybody's favor.
Hey, that is true, bro. That is true. You know what I'm saying?
True shit, bro.
That is true. Because if you got a son and a daughter, you basically killing two birds with one stone. You teaching the daughter to hate men and teaching the boy to grow up to want to kill men too and hate men. And you know what I'm saying? All of that. That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
She on point though, man. For real though, bro. Cause like she said, yeah, women, what are women gonna do? Are they gonna start approaching men? or you know what I'm saying, do all of that? Are y'all gonna do the same thing that men supposed to do to y'all? Hell no, yeah. They ain't gonna do that shit.
Right. They ain't paying for no meals. They ain't doing all that extra shit. They ain't wooing and courting like they want us to do. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I ain't never had a female to come up to me and say, "Hey, let me check you out, man. Let me buy you a drink. Let me do this. Let me do that." Never had that to happen, bro.
Right.
But they don't want us to do it though. Like, come on, man. It's a double standard. So, you don't want to do it. And at the same time, you don't want us to do it. So what the hell are we supposed to do? Sit back with our hands in our pocket.
It's a game, bro. It's a game. It's a crazy, crazy game, bro.
I swear, bro.
Man, that shit, it's weird. Let's finish. Let's see what she's saying. Let's finish.
I feel bad for all the good guys that are out there. And then I feel bad for the women who are very shy and want a guy to approach them. But now there's guys not approaching them because of women who have ruined this whole little thing. Okay, so I don't know if you've seen the video that's going around, and it's about a woman, a black lady, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, me and my friends went out and nobody was like trying to get at us. Nobody showed interest, nobody anything." And a guy duetted it or stitched it, and he actually said, "Well, this look what right you women have done. Like, this is what you wanted, correct?" So I want to piggyback off of that.
Sam, ladies, trying to y'all know, piggyback y'all, off of what she's
you
saying,
guys
actually.
Wanted this whole, leave us alone, you guys are perverts, you guys are weirdos, like, we hate men thing. You guys are on this fucking bandwagon to, like, you hate men. What is the fucking goal of this? What is the point of this? Because you know what you guys are doing? You're ruining it for the women who do want to be approached. You're ruining it for the women who are shy and do want that guy to come up to them.
There is a movement in the new world we live in that African-American, which is what I am, there's a lot of African-American women, even Jamaican, Bajan, Trini, just in America. In the black culture, I can't really speak in the Asian and every other culture, but in my culture, the black culture, you know, hip hop, R&B, urban culture, whatever. What I do see a lot of, like, "Ooh, why you talking to me? He thirsty." Ooh, you know, it's like a man hate culture.
Real talk.
Yep. And I'm gonna be honest with you. If our parents was like that, like my mom was like that, when my dad tried to holler, I wouldn't even be here.
Right.
So I believe it's a big divide and conquer strategy. You know, in the black neighborhood, there's always been that agenda to take the black woman and elevate her through government assistance. Basically, you know, you don't need a man, and then the government assistance kind of steps in and helps you.
Yep.
And, you know, the guy's off over there, and you're getting help from either the government or wherever. And basically, it leaves the man out the house. And now you're a single mother left to fend in the world for yourself. So now the child grows up ill-equipped. Because how can you be equipped with missing parts? If you're a boy or a girl and you're being raised by one parent, you got one perspective. It took two people to make you, so you're gonna need two people to shape you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this whole thing of females acting like they don't need a man, that dies off quick. And what Shorty's saying, I agree. Because there's people that want real love in the world, but there's the females that are acting stank. I'm messing it up for the girls that want love, because even I have hollered at a female before, and, you know, she seemed like she was giving me the eye. She's looking, and I go over to talk, and she's welcoming. But then her friend's like, "Oh, my homegirl this, my homegirl that." Listen, man, we're not going to survive as a black race or a human race if it's men versus women all the time.
All the time. You hear me?
Period. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And if you out here dressing a certain way, naturally you're going to get attention. Naturally you want attention if you're wearing a certain outfit. But then when a guy goes to talk to you, all of a sudden it's a problem. It's a little contradicting.
Yeah,
so it's like, get off Instagram. You know, if you don't want no one to holler at you for real, don't be on Instagram. Because, I mean, a social media platform strictly for what? Three things: liking photos,
right?
Looking at other people, and you can DM.
Exactly.
That's it right there, man. He said it. That's that. Ain't no doubt, man. So I'm with him, man. I want to kind of take a step back into what he said, though, because I do recall back in the day when I was coming up, man, as a kid, I do recall hearing older people, like older brothers and sisters, talk about how the government basically was trying to be the black man. Like they would, they would give Section 8, they would give food stamps, they would give Medicaid, all kinds of shit, so that the woman wouldn't
need them. With Section 8, the man can't be in the house.
Exactly. And so now there's a displacement. So this lady's got 2-3 kids in this house, and she is forced to raise these children by herself.
Two of them boys, and one of them might be a girl. So she got to force raise them. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Or the government help her raise her kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's sad, man, because it's like and a lot of the women that accept it don't understand. It's like you just traded off the livelihood of your whole family for an $11 a month rent or a $15 a month rent, because you can't do it all alone. You're gonna need that stability, that foundation. When you tired and you just can't take it no more, you're gonna need to be able to lean on somebody. And when you accept these rules and these standards that these people giving you to live in their homes and all that kind of stuff, you know, you excluding your foundation. You leaving holes and cracks in your foundation. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, it's just better sometimes to just get you a decent enough job and find you a decent enough place to live. Pay rent, not Section 8. And then you can really be involved. You know what I'm saying? You can let the man be involved. You can teach your kids and have a backyard and all that without having to abide by the rules of a certain, certain amount of people. You know what I'm saying?
Of the government.
Real talk.
The government is pretty much at that point controlling you, man, just like they trying to do now.
Yeah, hey, that's real talk, though. And it's crazy, man. It's really, really crazy because I don't know, man. I just don't see it, bro. I just don't see it. So either way, I appreciate what homeboy was saying. You know what I'm saying? He was laying it down because he was laying it down, bro. Real talk, because a lot of these women really don't understand what they be doing when they get involved in all of this kind of stuff, man. It's an easy way out, and you just teaching your family generation to generation to look for the easiest way possible to survive. And it ain't no solitude in that, man.
Not at all, bro. He had some good points though, man. For real. Because he said he hit on point, like, if his mama would have been stank to his daddy, he wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't none of us be here.
Right.
So, man, dating in this day and age is totally different from when you went up to, you know what I'm saying? It was easy to approach women in the 90s, in the 80s, in the early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't understand why it is so hard now. Well, I kind of do understand why it's so hard now.
Yeah.
Because most women, men ain't shit. He ain't this. He ain't that. It's just the ones that show ass shoes that ain't shit.
Most of the time, that is it. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? You can't put all this in the same little bubble that you put the motherfuckers that you like. You know what I'm saying? You chose that motherfucker. Just like women. They be choosing these. That's why your mom and dad always told you, choose your woman right, who you want to have kids by. Yeah. Because if you don't, you fuck around and have 18 years of hell. You feel me?
Yeah, she in your life forever, for real. So that's what it is, man. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and take a break, bro. When we come back, we're going to check out Real Eyes Rare TV. They had a little small interview thing with Love Dorsey where she breaks down the differences between a grown man and a little boy. And we're gonna see if see what she talking about. You hear me?
I bet.
Right, we'll be right back.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, it, I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm richer as fuck. Forbidden fruit on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm hitting you. Girl, you chosen, fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Fuck it up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only.
And we are back. Hey, it's the big homie Bobby Dollars, and I got my co-host, Big Homie Mo, here.
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, man, we back. Hey, look, we finna check out Love Dorsey, man. She gonna break down the differences between a grown man and a little boy. You know, she can get loud with it too. So let's see.
You look like she about to go off.
You hear me? Let's see what she talking about.
A grown man, a real man, he don't hide his flaws, girl. The things that he isn't good at, or the things that he has issues with, or the things that he need to work on, he don't care nothing about you pointing them out. He don't have no problem saying, yeah, I ain't good at that. A grown man does not hide his flaws. Somebody type that on here. That's number one. Help you bitches pick out a real nigga. I'm going to help y'all today.
Hell no.
Somebody type on here, Instagram, y'all type it on there. Number one, a grown man does not try to hide his flaws. He don't care nothing about that shit y'all hoes be talking about what you feel like he don't do well. He is content with himself, meaning he understands what type of man he is, be it your cup of tea or not.
I like that. I like that. So what you think about that? What you think? That's number one. You know what I'm saying? That's number one.
Hey, shit. I'm my bad. I'm like, I don't care. Man, I'm going to tell you what my flaws are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I'm like that too, man. And I tell my wife in a minute, hey, look here, man. I am not a mechanic. I don't do plumbing. I'm not even finna try it. I'm not looking at no videos and all of that. I would rather just go ahead and pay, get a warranty, and you know what I'm saying? But what I am good at, I'm gonna knock it out. You hear me?
Got it. Facts.
All right, let's see what she's talking about. Number two. Let's see what she got on number two.
Type that on here. A grown man does not hide his flaws. Somebody type that on here. Y'all need to keep up now. Shit, come on. Second thing, a grown man don't need your help with his basics. A lot of you hoes don't know what to do with a man that already got his basics together, meaning a nigga with a job, a car, his own place to stay. He takes care of his responsibilities to be able to feed and clothe himself. You hoes wouldn't know what to do with a nigga like that because you so used to them little boys that you got to take care of like a child. You used to being able to control and press a nigga and pressure them into a monogamous relationship with you based on you helping him with his basics. I done told you hoes, y'all think the nigga chose y'all. You go around bragging, act like the nigga chose y'all, but girl, he chose. Chose the Nissan. He chose to not be Carlos. That's why he stayed with your ass in a relationship where y'all so-called being monogamous, even though he low-key be wanting to fuck other bitches or probably already fucking other bitches. Somebody type on here, a grown man has his basics together.
Hey, what you think?
Wow.
She own one. Hey, but that's
she
real talk,
that,
though.
Bro. For real, though.
That's real talk, real. Though. Ain't nobody.
A grown man do have his basics together, man. Right. He ain't got to depend on nobody for nothing, man.
We waiting on you. We're not waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? All that. Well, you know, if we was to try, girl, get on. I done been did that. What you
exactly?
You need to step your game up.
Gotta step it all the way up. You hear me? We good over here. I got my own car. I got my own crib. Like before I met my wife, shit, man, I had everything. I already had my own crib. Had my own car, man. You know what I'm saying? My own job, my own money. I had everything. So I didn't need nothing from her. So whatever she contribute, that's on her.
Real
talk. You know
what
I'm saying?
Real talk. That's what time it is. Let's see what she on.
A lot of you females, you done been with fuck niggas and pussy niggas and little boys so long, you wouldn't even know what to do with a grown man that showed interest in you, that already had this shit covered and is not trying to hide his flaws. So, number one, a grown man does not try to hide his flaws. Number two, a grown man takes care of his own basics. He don't go around begging a bitch to help him with stuff that's just the basic shit that a man's supposed to have down pat. Are y'all tracking with me? Write this shit down. It's going to help you hoes out today. Instagram, type that shit on here. Y'all got to keep up, now. Is y'all keeping up?
She killing me.
All right, number three,
man,
a grown man don't need your help making life decisions. Decisions that have to do with him and his life, he don't need your help making them. Y'all used to little boys that got to come and consult with y'all on what's the best decision to make because they don't know life. They mammy ain't raised them up. They ain't had no real father figure in their life. They big homie is a fuck nigga that's doing the same thing they doing at a young age, at his old age. Y'all used to picking them little boys that you have weight and you carry some type of substance in his life because he needs your ass to help him make decisions. A grown man got his own mindset, and even when he make the wrong decisions, he don't hide his flaws. Y'all hoes not used to that. You used to little boys like the caption on here. You used to niggas that they gotta come at you like a mama. So you raising them, and that make you feel good because you know that the nigga ain't really gonna go too far or stray too far away from you, no matter how many hoes you catch him with, because the nigga basically bound to you mentally as far as being able to be a man and stand on his own. Y'all got the third one?
Yeah, that's
that shit on here. He don't need your help to make life decisions that pertain to him. Y'all know them niggas that have to come and consult with y'all about what to do with their baby mama? That ain't no grown man. A grown man gonna handle his kids and his baby mama in a manner that he see fit based on his relationship. That be the problem with a lot of shit that be going on. These niggas ask you bitches too many questions instead of making a decision as a man. Y'all used to them little boys. See, a grown man ain't gonna ask your ass shit. He gonna tell you to sit back and ride. And when it comes to a decision that involves y'all two, then you can put your two cents in. Y'all hoes used to the boys where you telling them what to do like he your son. He coming to you and asking you shit like you his mama. So what you think I should do? My baby mama said that the kid. You tell him, oh, well, you should go back and tell her blah and blah. The nigga's a puppet. Ho, he's not a grown man, but you think because he got a dick that's a certain amount of inches long that you got yourself something. And that's exactly why your aura off, your pH balance ain't been right in months, ho, and you cannot think straight.
Damn.
She on one. She snapping.
She on the head, man.
She snapping.
That's
real
how she
talk.
Need to be. That's real though, for real.
Yeah, I'm with it though. Real talk, because once I make moves, I make moves. Either you with me or
exactly.
You better go somewhere and relax.
Either you on you know the train or shit, get your ass off the track.
Hey,
get your ass ran over.
Man, you know you right here yourself. Homie could contest how many times I done said to y'all, hey man, I know it's last minute, but I'm finna go and record. If y'all can stop in, do it. If not,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah. You said that shit so many times. Hey, and the majority of the time we step in.
Hey, real talk.
You feel me?
Gotta make them decisions. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking no questions. I ain't telling no lies.
Grown man decision. Ain't no little boys over here, buddy.
I like this shit. That's what time it is. Let's see what she on.
Help you hoes out on this live today. Don't get on here typing them long paragraphs about how you think your nigga real. If you own this live and you got to doubt it, he's probably not. All right?
Real talk.
All right. Y'all got that one? Everybody clear on that? Next thing, a grown man don't care nothing about no whole clout. Grown men know that women are attracted to men. Men are attracted to women. If it's same sex, same goals. A person that's sound within themselves, they don't need a bunch of hoes to validate them as a man. Does that mean they don't got hoes? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a nigga don't go out here and be thirsty for whole clout. A grown man understand hoes don't pay no bills.
Right.
Hoes don't help me take care of my
never
children.
No
hoes don't help me cover my basics as a grown man. So I don't care nothing about having one hoes, two hoes, three holes or four, two holes, five holes, six holes or eight. A grown man understand rather the women looking at me or not, I still got to be a man. Do y'all understand that, right?
Real talk. Real talk, man. Hey, she laid that one down too, for real. Because
I ain't chasing your ass.
You hear me? I don't give a shit about none of that. look, me cussing. Like I don't care about none of that, man. And I tell her, I've told my wife that, you know. I'd be like, man, I don't care about none of that, man. I got something on my mind right now, and I got stuff I'm trying to take care of. So,
exactly.
You know, you can be mad and go upstairs, sit on the couch, or you can, you know what I'm saying, take this cash, exactly. Go to the store, do whatever you need to do. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm with it, man. Like,
I'm definitely with it, man. She on it tonight. She on it, bro. For real, for real.
Real talk.
I'm loving that. I'm going to have to go check her out in the trap.
Yeah, she show on 85 South with Carlos Miller.
Yeah, I'm about to go check her out.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro. Cause I'm real talk with like I don't know, man. Like I ain't never been the type to feel like I had to get my wife involved in nothing that I had going on.
Mm-mm.
You know,
me neither, man.
I mean, even right now with my businesses, I don't, you know, her name ain't on none of that stuff, man. Ain't that way. If I fail and if anything go wrong, she ain't got to be entangled in that.
She
got to
worry about it.
Yeah. You know
I'm
what I'm
the
saying?
Same way. I'm the same way. Like my wife, she got her, her name is on her sister lock business. You know what I'm saying? So she do, that's her thing, man. So it's like, whatever she do, that's her. If she came to me and she asked me, did, you know what I'm saying, was it a good idea for her to go and do the sister lock? I said, shit, man, you got, that's you. Make up your mind. That's on you.
Right.
If you feel you want to do it, do it. So she went out and she did it, man. She took the class. She went to Orlando, took the class or whatever. I kept the kids while she was in Orlando. And she took the class. I think it was like a 2-week class, something like that, in Orlando. They paid for the hotel and stuff. And she flew down there and she took the class. I was like,
that's the time it is,
she
man.
Back. So now she's certified, man. So I'm like, okay.
You got to be more of a man. You know what I'm saying? To let your lady take control of her own life like that and be more accomplished with the things that she's putting her energy into. Like you can't be the type of man that feel like you can't be better than me. You can't do more than me. Like, I'm with you on that. I did the same thing while my wife went to school and she went back to school and got her respiratory therapy degree. And, you know, that was the best thing she could ever did for herself. You know what I'm saying? And right now to this day, if we just talking my job, she make way more money than I do. And I'm proud of her. I ain't on no, you know, on no bullshit like, man, I can't believe this, man. You know what I'm saying? She making all that. Nah, man. Hey, she earned her money. Let her do what she do. If she want to open her own business or start her own podcast or something, hey, I'll teach her what she needs to know so she can progress and be better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't here to hold nobody back. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. All right, let's see what she talking about, because I think she was on number four?
Number four.
So we got like six more.
A lot of y'all females, y'all pick y'all niggas, or you feel like a nigga is a real nigga or a grown man based on how many bitches is around him like flies. That ain't how this shit work. A grown man don't care nothing about no whole clout. Y'all understand that? Everybody clear on that?
Yeah,
he
right.
might have hoes, he might not, but that is not a leading factor in his life. A grown man don't wake up and worry about how many bitches is on his trail. Grown men understand that with success and money and being solid and staying real, bitches gonna be attracted to you anyway, nigga. Cause all your king shit anyway. Y'all used to little boys that don't understand that. So every day they got to get up and count their hoes. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, I'm missing one. I gotta go to the club and get some more. Ooh, 4. I got a red bitch, a black bitch. A grown man don't care nothing about none of that.
Nope.
Life gonna go on and shit gonna be happening regardless of whether hoes round or not. Do y'all understand what I'm explaining to y'all? Instagram and Facebook. Are you keeping up? Y'all got it?
They don't. They don't have it.
Everybody got it. Nah. The last thing. A lot of you hoes don't understand this because, like I say, you used to little boys. A grown man is not afraid of commitment. Don't mean he gonna commit to your ass. He's not afraid of commitment. He actually has standards when it comes to choosing a woman. I'm gonna let that sizzle in y'all spirit like Country Wayne said.
You hear me? In your spirit.
Just take a deep breath and receive that in. A grown man don't have no problem with commitment. But a grown man is not gonna commit to you just cause you got a pussy hole. I'm gonna let that sizzle in your spirit. A lot of y'all think because you got titties and ass and a pussy hole, you are now qualified for a man to commit to you. That's not how this shit works out here grown men. Them little boys y'all be with, yeah, of course. Them niggas that y'all think real but really ain't real, yes, of course. Them niggas that feel like they value lie in how much money they got, yes, of course. That might fly. With a grown man, girl, you don't care nothing about none of that shit. You got to have certain shit going on, certain characteristics and qualifications that match up with what type of man he is for him to consider you as a commitment. A lot of grown men will get to y'all, get with y'all, and treat y'all like nobody. I don't mean like dog you out, but I mean you will just get dated. Maybe he'll buy you some stuff, but he may not take your ass serious. He's not afraid of a commitment, but bitch, every female ain't supposed to be taken serious, just like every nigga ain't supposed to be taken serious. Y'all understand? Is right.
Yeah, real talk.
Damn.
Do y'all understand this? A lot of y'all have a lot of questions about whether a nigga is right or wrong for not wanting to commit. A lot of y'all hoes ain't worth no commitment right now. You too broken. You done dated too many fuck niggas, too many fuck boys. You done had too many little boys over your house for a grown man to consider you as a woman or a wife that he should take serious.
I like that. Real talk, man.
Yeah,
and I'm glad she said it and we didn't. You know what I'm saying? So that way the women can't be on our back about.
Be like, why y'all say that? Nah, that's one of your women
that's all Love Dorsey right there, man. She broke it down. And she had some fine points, real talk, man. She really did. Like, I can't blame her for some of the things that she said. Like, is it anything that stood out of them five for you?
Man, the commitment. The grown man ain't afraid to commit, man. He not.
Yeah.
Shit, you ain't gonna just commit to know anybody, man.
Man, you ain't never lied. You know, I've been with my woman 22 years this year, so you know.
Man, I've been with mine, shit, 2011. We've been married since 2011. Yeah. But we was together before then, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot, bro.
You sure right. Hey, when you put it like that, you're right. Because we got married in 2000 and we started dating and got together in 1995. So
it's
been a long time. You hear me? It's been a long time.
That's
you know
a commitment right there, boy.
Real talk.
Know, man. Shit. And then they always talking about, man, when you be with somebody that long, y'all start growing apart. Nah, the only reason why motherfuckers start growing apart is because you allow it to happen, man.
Yeah.
You can't allow that to happen, man.
Yeah.
You stop doing what you were doing when you got them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People don't understand that. Right. I still date. Me and my wife still date, bro. It's like, whatever, man.
You know what? I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, Mo. I do, man. But at the same time, I still feel like when I have this conversation with ladies sometimes, I still feel like that the women have to actually step up and do the same thing. Like, we marry, so it ain't no competition. It ain't no,
no,
let's see who can get who first. It's just like, man, like, I'm your husband, you know, You can take me out sometimes too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I can come home and that $300 video game that I've been saying I'm gonna buy for the last 2 weeks can be sitting in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, man.
I ain't asking for no rose petals and candles and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Women be listening, bro, today. When they hear it might not seem like they don't be just like they don't think we be listening to them. But I tell my wife all the time, I know you think I don't be listening to what you be saying, but I be listening to everything you
all
be
it.
Saying, man, and you just don't understand that. She want the Oculus. She don't even know I bought the motherfucker already.
Right, you hear me?
I already bought it.
Yeah.
So it's like she don't even know that I bought it because she been wanting it for a minute. So since it came out. So I said, you know what, man? Let me look into it and see what I can do. So I just went to Best Buy and I bought it, man. They threw me all types of discounts for it, man. So instead of me paying $299 for it, I end up paying like $215 for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like a good 20%, 30% discount.
Yeah. So I hooked it up for her, man. So she don't know. So what I said I was gonna do, man, is just since I already got it, I said, you know what, I can make that a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. It's coming right around
Something
the corner.
Like that. It's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my wife's birthday is on Mother's Day, so I'm going to take her to Vegas.
Yeah, man, my daughter's birthday is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out. I don't know, man. I'm going to do something, bro.
Yeah, like I said,
I'm
taking her to Vegas, and that's it. I ain't doing no more than that.
Right there, boy.
I'm cool because.
Like, I'm taking my wife to Ireland for her birthday.
Oh, that's hard. I love that, man. But I ain't going to lie. I'm scared to go overseas right now. It's too much going on. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot going on right now overseas, man. But you know what I'm saying? You got to get out the country, man. Get that, bro. Yeah. Don't hit on it. Don't hit on it. Bounce on up out of here, man.
It's on my bucket list. It's on my bucket list. Man.
But dating is important, man. That commitment thing was definitely something that stood out. Like you said, you can't commit to everybody, bro.
Yeah, that's real talk. Right, look, man.
Ain't worth it.
I appreciate that real talk, man. And that little sound bite, man, from Love Dorsey, man. That was pretty awesome, too.
That was fire.
So tonight has been another quick but real good episode. I'm gonna kind of try to do a few more of these, you know what I'm saying? Because I like getting them out there, just kind of like tossing our opinion out there a little bit, you know, just have a little fun. So tonight was another good one, man. So Mo, tell them how they can find you, homie.
Man, you can find me on Twitter, man, at PHAMILY357 underscore, man. I'm always active on there. So holla at your boy.
Yeah, that's what time it is, man. And of course, you know, you can find us on Big Homies at the BobbyDollarShow.com. Just look for that Big Homies tab. And yeah, man, we in here, man. Triple OG stories coming soon. Make sure you go check out my snacking business, man, SSJMarket.com. They sponsor us too. So
yeah, I forgot you got that.
Check us out.
Your website up now.
Yeah, man. You know, and it's pretty cool, man. We just filled another order tonight, man. So yeah, hey, check us out, man. And again, this has been the Bobby Dollar Show. And y'all be safe out here.
Sir, peace.
Another great episode with great people. Thanks for listening.